Nadabak, Undelawazi, Vira Longto Shihan, Du Elnu Wabanaki. That translates into English as, "Hello, my friends. My name is Vira Longto Shihan, and I'm a citizen of the Elnu Abenaki tribe. I'm here to honor the countless generations of Wabanaki women who are fiber artists and to the women that will carry this art form on to future generations of our people. Most of their names have been lost to history, but they're remembered for the textiles they created. And when we're lucky, through the surviving textiles themselves." The late Jim Peterson, a professor and anthropology department chair at UVM, documented an extensive legacy of textile fragments dating back thousands of years that have been found in Abenaki archaeological sites. And I've personally had the honor of studying some of these surviving 18th century textile pieces. The Maine Historical Society has an 18th century plant fiber object in their collection that was made by an Abenaki woman known as Molly Ockett, a healing woman who took care of the people in her community and who was also a talented fiber artist. As an herbalist, Molly would have been a keeper of extensive knowledge about different types of plants and what they were used for. She would have also known how to harvest plants like the milkweed or dogbane that she used to weave her bags, such as the fiber object that has come to be known as Molly's purse. My father, John Sheehan, is an 84-year-old Abenaki culture bearer who fondly remembers carts full of milkweed being delivered to his grandmother Lena during his childhood. He recalls watching his grandmother and his aunties talking and laughing as they made milkweed string, then the hours they spent weaving it into market bags that they sold for less than 25 cents apiece. Later, Lena taught him how to weave, and he passed this family knowledge on to me, his daughter. I'm honored to carry Lena's fiber arts knowledge and pass it on to my daughter, Lena, who will carry it on to the next seven generations. It's important for us to continue teaching weaving and other old-style art forms, to revitalize our culture that connects us to our ancestors, our traditions, and Undakana, our homeland, which is now known as Vermont, New Hampshire, Northern Massachusetts, Southern Maine, and Quebec.